Welcome, good afternoon. My name is Jeff Volinsky. I'm the host of Fun to Fortune, Entrepreneur Startup Success. Welcome to another fun-filled broadcast here on Life Coach Radio Network. This is our third broadcast, and I'm happy to say I'm quite enjoying the radio personality that I'm becoming. Spreading my wings and learning to talk to my audience all across the world. This call is focused on entrepreneurism, and we're here every other Tuesday at noon for the foreseeable future. We're going to talk with entrepreneurs. We're going to talk about entrepreneurs. We're going to interview entrepreneurs with the overriding theme that is something that I strive to live by, which is fun to fortune. How do you create fun in your work? How do you create fortune and abundance, however you define that? And how do you get support on your journey? Today, on the Today Show, timely enough, it was reported that 70% of the people who are working today do not enjoy their work and are unhappy in the workplace. And that's why people like me exist in the world, and people like you are here to pursue being an entrepreneur, to create the work you love. I'm very inspired by people I meet who are doing wonderful, very cool things. They're having fun. They're creating wealth and abundance for themselves and for others, and they're doing their great work. They share their business, their inspiration, their roadblocks, and their obstacles. With 70% of Americans being unhappy at work, there's no need for that. So either finding happiness in your work or creating work that works for you. At some point, I have to believe that corporate America will start to be adjust to be more open to different kind of work styles, work ethics, get rid of corporate cultures, or make changes. Because an unhappy workforce is a very non-productive workforce, and no one wants to be around that energy. So hopefully the tides are beginning to shift. One of my inspirations is the Master of Living quote, and I read it pretty much on every show, just as a reminder of to the audience and to myself of what it is we're trying to do here. The Master of Living. A master in the art of living makes little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body, his information and his recreation. He hardly knows which is which. He simply pursues his vision of excellence at whatever he does, leaving others to decide whether he is working or playing. To him, he is always doing both. Imagine making little distinction between your work and play. I spent 15 years plus working in a job that I didn't really love, but I didn't know what else to do, and I made every distinction between my work and play. It was clear when I was working, and it was clear when I was playing. And 15 years working on Wall Street as an equity analyst, as a bond portfolio analyst, was clearly work. Going in at 7 in the morning, leaving at 10 at night, not leaving my desk to just go, except to go to eat or to the bathroom, was clearly work. Working every weekend, flying out at insane hours for flights in the morning, for meetings in Chicago, LA, Texas, where it was clearly working. So today, as a coach and an entrepreneur and a creator of new ideas and helping people do the same, I often have, frankly, don't care. To me, there is a difference. And I hope that through listening to other entrepreneurs and being on the show, you can feel the same way and get to that same point. Today's show, we're going to focus on sort of entrepreneurs, if you will, or multipreneurs, if you will, people who maybe are moonlighting or people who like variety. Used to be the saying, you know, of course, I'm going to forget it now, but jack of all trades, master of none, and that was sort of like a negative thing. And now there's a new phrase, a multipreneur. That's someone who has varied interests. And in New York, you see that many times. There's many people with different jobs and wearing different hats. And the key is that there's always some connecting, there's always something connecting them. There's always something that connects those things, so they're not all just so random. Maybe it's working with people, but I just don't want to only work with people in this capacity. I want to work with them in other capacities. Maybe it's being a teacher, and I just don't want to be a teacher in the traditional sense of the word, but I want to teach workshops, and I want to teach at schools, and I want to teach after-school programs, and I want to teach on weekends, soccer perhaps. So multipreneurism is becoming very popular as basically also a means to make a living and also to try your hand at different things and also to satisfy your different curiosities and your variety of interests. So today we'll have two entrepreneurs on, one who works in the land of animals and training, and also the prevention of infestation, so working with the natural world, if you will. And then we have another guest who wears many hats, and he is an entertainment lawyer. He's an entertainment agent, helping people bring their shows and ideas to life. And he is also a certified life coach and teacher for the IPEC Training Institute. So you'll hear more about him. He and I also co-founded a coaching collective, which we can talk about a little more. So those are our two guests today. Who cannot avoid hearing about Paula Deen this week? I now know Paula Deen's name. I used to know her as the lady who cooked with all the butter. But with all the press, she's on every show, she's being made fun of on every late night show. I was in Kmart yesterday, even noticed she has a line of pans I walked by, and I thought, I wonder if Kmart will be pulling these. But the one thing about where she is right now, I guess, is that she is getting a ton of publicity, be it good or bad. And these kinds of scandals, if you will, are scandals or incidences, do wonders for someone's career. Look at Martha Stewart, who is sort of went to the extreme, and she's back on her feet. But not to talk about the incident, because, to be honest, I haven't read many of the facts and on this. But Paula Deen was one of these people who came from rags to riches. I'm a big fan of Success Magazine and a subscriber of their magazine, pretty much for their audio CD, which I listen to when I'm on my trips. And Paula Deen was interviewed by the editor of Success Magazine about her story and how she came about. And I found her story extremely inspiring and interesting, about someone who basically was poor and almost homeless and was trying her best to take care of her kids and made delicious, delicious sandwiches for her kids. And I seem to remember that one of the kids didn't eat the sandwiches or something and gave them away, and someone said something to her how delicious they were, and she started cooking more and more in her home, and basically that is how she started her career in cooking. And if you can get your hands on that Success CD, or if you want to email me, I can probably get you a copy of it. It's very inspiring, her story and where she came from. So I am Jeff Volinsky. You are tuned into Fun to Fortune, Entrepreneur Startup Success. And we will be here every other Tuesday at noon for the foreseeable future, interviewing entrepreneurs, would-be entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs, not so successful entrepreneurs, but those who have turned their fun into fortune. Let's recap last week's show for a moment. By the way, if you are just tuning in, if you have a question or comment about being or wanting to be an entrepreneur, or want to just say hello to me, you can call in at 646 646-716-9397. Again, that number is 646-716-9397. You also tweet at us, please. Our handle is Coach Host Radio. And, of course, we are on Facebook, the Life Coach Radio Network. So, a quick recap of last week's guests. If I can remember, it was 2 weeks ago, actually 4 weeks ago, but we did have some amazing guests on. Our first guest was Bern Harrison, and Bern is the creator and founder of Stage Buzz. Stage Buzz is your source for off-Broadway shows, reviews, critiques, interviews, and upcoming festivals and events. Bern started his company as a blog and is transitioning that to a different kind of site so there could be more interactivity and more functionality, and that's what he is up to now. It is stagebuzz.com. The other thing Bern has been able to do is really create a community of people who are interested in off-Broadway shows, reading about it, writing about it, and he does this in addition to his full-time job, or as a complement to his full-time job, which, who knows, maybe an exit strategy for him in the future, or possibly looking that way, the way he's growing. One of the things that Bern is extremely good at is using his site to get advertising dollars. So many entrepreneurs have websites out there and they have good traffic, but advertising is a whole different sort of animal. So Bern has been very good at attracting advertisers and bringing in ancillary revenues to his revenue model. The other guest we had last week is David Kiefer of Dance Connection from Hillsborough, New Jersey. And David explained to us how he was a dancer for many years and now owns a dance school. And many times the plight of professional dancers and actors is what next once your dance career is over. So opening a school and teaching others your work and continuing your life are the best ways to continue your career in something you love. One of the other things that David pointed out, which was very poignant, was the fortune for him is not only how he's doing with the school in profit, but really the community and watching some of the kids that go through his school just grow up and learn so much about life and getting along with other kids and socializing. And I'm using these horrible words, but basically that it's a lot more than dance. At his school, the kids learned to cooperate, to help each other, and all the amazing things. So David gets to watch all this sort of unfold and see these kids go from, you know, having two left feet to being beautiful angels on stage. And to him, that's worth more than, you know, anything in the world. And so that is his fortune. So if you're just tuning in, this is Life Coach Radio Network. I'm Jeff Walensky, the host of Fun to Fortune, Entrepreneur, Startup Success. Let's jump into our guests today, and we're going to talk to them and put some questions we have for them. The first guest will be Matthew Perenente, sorry if I got that wrong, of Let's Play Dog. Okay, if you'll bear with me, I'll hook that up. And again, Matthew's company is based on the model of dogs learn better through play. In fact, I think people do too. We don't want to be lectured to, nor do dogs. They want to play and learn and take it all in. Okay, I'd love to hear from someone out there, so if you have a comment or a question, please call in at 646-716-9397. Again, the number is 646-716-9397. And please give me a call, and it will light up here on my switchboard. And then I'll know I'm not talking to myself. So let's go over to Matt and talk with Matt from Let's Play Dog. I think we have Matt on the line. Matt, are you there?
I'm here.
So, Matt, I understand you have a really fun business. In fact, I know you have a fun business. What's your business called?
My business is called Let's Play Dog Training.
And how'd you come up with that name? I love it.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I was, you know, racking my brain trying to come up with a fun name for dog training because that's kind of the root of what I do. I try to keep it fun and exciting for both the dog and the human. So I was looking outside of my window, and right in front of my place is a kids' park, and they're all playing, running around. So it just kind of like it hit me. You know, let's play. Let's have a good time. So it's just let's play dog training. Came out of that.
I love it. So, what's your tagline? What's your business description? I have a feeling it has something to do with fun and dog play.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, let's play, and then the tagline is dogs learn better this way, which is absolutely true. You know, they all what I do is all positive reinforcement training. So if you if the dog's having a good time, and then they're going to learn a lot quicker, just like a human would. If you make it fun for them, they're going to want to work that much more, and learn that much faster.
I love that. It sounds like a class that I want to sign up for.
Yeah, well, I know you have a dog, so you know you can come on over.
Yes, and she keeps poking into. She must know you're on the phone because she keeps poking into the door here.
Yeah.
With her ball.
So
Matt, tell us what the fun part is for you. What is the most joy, satisfaction you get out of creating your business or running your business?
Yeah, by far the funnest thing for me is when I'm on during a session when, you know, it all clicks, where the client understands, you know, what he or she has to do, and the dog's really understanding, and it clicks, and the dog is, you know, doing flips or whatever it's doing, and the client's laughing, and I'm laughing, and it's just, you know, it's just good fun, and at the same time, you know, it's my all my creation, and it makes me feel that much better about it too.
Very cool. And since I know a little bit about you, but since we work together, what made you seek out a coach when you were starting your company?
Well, I had absolutely zero idea of how to actually start the business. So, you know, I know I had a passion for it, and I knew I had the idea, and I knew it could work, but the actual, you know, steps I needed to take were just a total mystery to me, because you can go out there and read all you want, but then to put it all together it was just insurmountable. So I sought you out, and we started working together, and just having that little guidance and the step by step process and organizing, and that's what I needed to get going.
Excellent. And how long have you been in business now?
It's been a little over a year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
First year is always your hardest.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell some of our listeners what's been your fortune. So what's come out of your effort, you know, the fruits of your labor, putting all this work into it, what is it yielding for you that you really love?
Well, aside from, you know, the obvious, the monetary factor is always nice, but it's really the working for myself, going out there, I'm pretty much a one-man operation. From start to finish, it's all me, from the advertising to talking to the client to signing them up to going to do to everything. So I set my own schedule, and I don't have to report to anything, which has always been a big problem problem for me. So that is probably the greatest thing, is being totally on my own and doing it my way.
Yeah, I know how that is. The concept of going back to work for someone and having to take orders is just not an option anymore.
No, it's over.
Yeah, good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So back to just a little bit about for our listeners who maybe consider working with a coach or may have an idea or passion that they may want to pursue. what are some of the changes that you made from working with a coach, or specifically me, or maybe another coach, in growing yourself or your business? So, like, what strides have you made? What changes? What did you have to sort of, like, any obstacles you had to get through?
I think it was mainly about the how to organize, and because when you're starting a business, there's a million things to do, especially when, like I mentioned, if you're doing it on your own, there's so many things, so many moving parts, and to be able to take an hour a week or whatever we were doing and sit down with somebody who knows what they're talking about and has been through it, and to ask pointed questions and get real answers, it was just that, to slow you down a little bit, to compartmentalize, to organize, and that's what was the greatest thing I could take out of it. It's when learning all that from the beginning with the right way, I think, is putting me in a better position to move forward, to morph my business into something else, to something bigger, which is absolutely the plan.
Yeah, sounds like you're ready to go to the next step, grow it. Now, you're in not necessarily a unique situation, but a lot of people who approach me or are thinking about starting a business, they don't want to leave a full-time job. They want to do it on the side, and I'm pretty sure you're still, not moonlighting, but you work a day job, and then you do this part-time. How's that work out for you, and what would you advise our listeners who may be wanting to go down that road?
Well, I do that. Luckily, my day job is pretty flexible. I often start very early in the day, so I'm done early, so that leaves me a lot of time to schedule, for my business, and my business is on the weekends as well. So my best advice is just to be, get ready to give up some free time. And, it's worth it in the fact that I don't have to worry. It's not as scary to, say, open your brick-and-mortar place and all of a sudden you have payroll and everything else. It's, it gives you kind of that cushion to ramp up, learn as you go, and it puts you in a better position, like I said, for moving forward when you're ready to do something a little bigger like that.
That's great. So who's your favorite dog to work with right now, or that you're working with? Any favorite?
I do. You try not to have your favorites, but there's definitely some dogs. And it's the dog-human team, because you can have the best dog in the world, but with a lazy owner, you're not going to get very far. I do have – he's actually a pit bull and ironically lives in my building. They just – from word of mouth, I came across them, and we struck up a working relationship, and he's a pit bull named Red. He's a rescue, and he's just a genius, and the owners are totally into it, and it's a blast.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your venture and getting it off the ground and creating some amazing graphics, a great tagline. I love Let's Play Dog. It just reeks of fun, which is part of my motto here, fun to fortune, and part of this radio show. So how do people find you if they want to look into you for some dog training and to play dog?
You can go to my website at www.letsplaydogs.com. That's dogs with an S. You can get me there. All my info is on the website. Check out the Superstar Students page. It's adorable. I throw up most of my students up there. A picture of the dog, and you can email me and reach me by phone from the website.
All right. Thank you so much, Matt. Thanks for taking the time today and sharing, and congratulations. Look forward to seeing what you have in store for the next Let's Play Dogs Part 2.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff, for having me.
All right. Wow, what a great business Matt has with Let's Play Dogs. I can't think of anything more fun than spending my day training dogs and making money. Dogs don't talk back. They give you unconditional love. So congratulations to Matt on creating this while having a full-time job. And as Matt mentioned, he really had no idea of how to build a business, and that's why he came to me to help him sort that out. There's a lot of people in the world that are so great at their craft. They know their skill so well. But when it comes to the marketing and branding and legal and setup and getting customers, they are very challenged. So kudos to Matt for going out there. Actually, the funny thing is that he didn't mention is that his wife or girlfriend at the time gave him some coaching with me as a gift to try it out, because she knew that this was something that he needed to really get this business off the ground. And so congratulations to all the girlfriends, and kudos to all the girlfriends and partners out there who do that. So looking forward to see more success with Matthew and Let's Play Dog. And it is basically almost the bottom of the hour, halfway through the show. I see our next guest is on the line, but before we go to our next guest, Jim Arnoff, why don't we do a quick preview of what's to come on the Life Coach Radio Network. So tomorrow, which is Wednesday already, 7:30 p.m., is Get a Job with Kathleen Brady. She's going to talk about resumes. A well-crafted resume is an essential tool. Learn how to identify and present your marketable skills and talents. She's got some guests this week, apparently a certified professional resume writer, and an executive recruiter. So tune in at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday for Get a Job with Kathleen Brady. Thursday at 9 p.m., our next show is Creating Opportunity in the Face of Adversity. Even in the most difficult times, such as a loss of life, relationship, job, home, there are many possibilities. Join them as they tackle the topic of healing the emotional pains of facing adversity. So that's Thursday at 9 p.m. And then it's Free Coaching Friday. Three coaches come together and talk about an issue. And when you want to make a change in your life but you can't get off the merry-go-round, join them at 12 p.m. and learn how to implement the three steps to be on your way to sustainable success. We've got Andrea Ruchelman. She's the founder of New Perspectives Communication. We have Philomena Iorio, the founder of Bounce Life Coaching, and Veronica Taylor, the founder of Life Leaders Coaching. So tune in Friday at noon for Free Coach Fridays. Let's go to our next guest and make him live on our mic and get that all sort of going. We have Jim Arnoff of Arnoff Co. Jim, I'm going to make you live, and hopefully you're still there.
I'm always live.
Hey. And you're there.
I am here. The magic of radio and the phone and the airwaves out there.
All right, Jim. So, how do I introduce Jim? Well, the topic today we've been talking about is multipreneurism and people who love variety and people who sort of take their businesses and connect the dots and all kinds of sort of fun things like that. We also mentioned a little bit of Paula Deen in there in the beginning, Jim, if you weren't there for that. And
I don't eat pork, so I'm not part of that.
All right, so we'll skip over that. And so Jim and I are founders of the Gay Coaches Collective. And we're a group of coaches who do pro bono coaching in the LGB community. And we've done some really cool events like career and work fairs, doing laser coaching for work seekers. We have done workshops for Sage and for Live Out Loud and for others that I can't remember right now. And it's a great organization that we put together. We're probably about 30 or 40 coaches, and we meet to mentor and share and bounce things off each other, and lots of friendships have forged, alliances have forged, partnerships have been made, people are working together, so it's one of the many ways that I know Jim. So Jim, today we're going to talk about your business in the realm of Fun to Fortune. So what is your business name?
Well, my official umbrella is the Arnoff Company, Inc., and I call the coaching part Arnoff Coaching and Consulting, and then Jim the lawyer is the law offices of James D. Arnoff, Esquire. That's the more formal one. So I have three names.
I'd love to see your marquee.
Well, actually, one of my business card has four out of my five careers on it, so there are no rules when it comes to cards. Just put it all out there.
I thought of a crossword puzzle, you know, kind of image for some reason. I don't know. I have to see that card.
Exactly.
And what? And what's your tagline? What's like, you know? It's hard since you have four different business lines. But what's like one sentence description of your businesses,
what makes them together? Sure. I tell folks I have five careers, which I do, all in the entertainment industry. So. It's the entertainment industry that's the connector for all five, and then I go into what those five are. So it's not a fancy tagline. I'm not a fancy tagline kind of guy. I just say entertainment industry. I'm an agent, lawyer, coach. I also teach and consult.
So maybe something like, you know, when you're looking for, like, I don't know, like for all your entertainment needs, call Jim Arnoff. Not exactly, but something.
Probably not. It's a little too salesman cat, you know, cute for me. I like to just say that I'm in the entertainment industry, five careers, and they all fit very nicely together, and people kind of get that.
Right. You forgot your comic side, though.
That's all actually included, and when I get paid, the comedian comes along.
Excellent. So what's the fun part for you?
For me, it's being with people in any sense of the word. I get very grouchy when I'm at home doing my computer stuff. So I realize I thrive on being with people, brainstorming, being creative, because I'm the most creative in collaborating. I'm not bad by myself at home, so much better when I'm with people. So I'm out there as much as I possibly can be.
And I forgot my next question, but I don't remember. So continue. There's something you said that sort of piqued my interest about working with people, and I guess give us an example of, you know, something that, you know, like working with people. Like, give us some examples of some of the work you do that involve people that fill you up, so to speak.
Okay, well, that's a good intro into going into the five businesses. The first is I'm a television and digital packaging agent, so I represent production companies here in New York, creating and selling original programming to all the cable networks and all the web networks. So that's Jim the agent, and that's highly collaborative because I'm working with my production companies to create original programming, which means bringing in talent, working on concepts, shooting what we call sizzle reels, getting network meetings, getting them into the door, negotiating a deal. So actually, I'm hand-in-hand with my production companies, like all steps of the way. Then there's Jim, the entertainment lawyer. There I actually collaborate with another entertainment lawyer who I've known for a while, and it actually works out quite beautifully. Depending upon the project, she may do the bulk of the work, I may do the bulk of the work, and we share fees. And I also have another lawyer to throw ideas at. I've got, you know, a challenge here, drafting, whatever it is, I'm not doing it by myself. So that's highly collaborative. And then in coaching, of course, you know, I'm coaching with my client, and coaching is truly a partnership collaboration, more so than me telling the client what to do, no matter how tempting that is. And then I consult to people in the entertainment industry. Again, that's very collaborative. It may be a client who wants to know, okay, how to become an on-air talent. It may be a producer who says, how do I grow my company? And there it's totally brainstorming, not unlike coaching. And then my fifth career is teaching. I teach here in the city at School of Visual Arts, NYU and FIT, And there, it's totally collaborating with all the students. It's a very, very, very interactive. In fact, everything I do is interactive, including my workshops, which is actually how I get most of my coaching clients. And those workshops are very, very interactive rather than me, you know, being the lecturer, because I don't know who's there, who wants what. And when the participants give me the material to work with, that's where I get most energized.
Wow, you are truly the definition of a multipreneur. Those are a lot of hats. I can see the connection, though. Let's see if there's any questions or comments out there. I'm just going to give the call-in number. So if anyone has any questions or comments for Jim, our call-in number is 646-716-9397. So, Jim, all of those careers that are connected that you just mentioned, how did they unfold? Because someone who sort of is looking to be an entrepreneur or wants variety or wants to do different things sound very overwhelming, like, oh, my gosh, you know, like how did these come about, or what did you tackle?
Sure. I'll give you a little chronology before I do. The context, the big overall context for me is saying yes to almost everything, and you'll see how that played in. Graduating from Penn with a BA in political science did offer me very much opportunity. So by way of default, I said, okay, I need another degree. Did not want to become a doctor. I can't stand the sight of blood. Didn't want to become a business guy because I really don't like business. So I said, okay, what does a new, nice Jewish guy do? He becomes a lawyer. So went to law school, not have a clue what to do. Got to my first law firm, thanks to connections, which is a great way to network, and did the law firm thing for about 3 years. Did a little entertainment law, and then again through connections, got to William Morris, the talent agency here in New York, in business affairs and being a lawyer. Because I wanted to continue in entertainment, but not at a law firm. That really did not suit me. So when William Morris offered me a position, I grabbed it, and then 3 years later they said, oh, well, you're pretty cool, and you're out there, and you're, you know, a very bubbly kind of personality. How would you like to become an agent? So I automatically said, absolutely, didn't have a clue, so that's another yes. Did that for about 7 years, went off on my own, did not want to move to California, and I also, you know, William Morris was absolutely amazing for me. Personality-wise, I really didn't fit. So I went off on my own, and then the next piece that came in was actually the teaching part. I called School of Visual Arts one day to be a guest speaker and pick off all their good animation students. And actually the chairman of the department said, well, hold on, Jim. How would you like to, you know, teach a course for us? One of the professors was leaving. I said, give me a night to think about it. So the next day I said yes. So I started teaching at School of Visual Arts. And through that, a contact in the entertainment industry said, well, you know, I work at Nickelodeon, and they're looking to do some workshops for their freelancers. How would you like to do some workshops? And I said, okay, sure. So that was the beginning of my workshops. So far we've covered agent, lawyer, teacher, and then consultant just kind of happened naturally when people said, you know, let me pick your brain about the business. I said, sure. And then about 7 years ago, out of my volunteer work as a peer counselor in the lesbian gay community, I thought I wanted to become a therapist in addition to everything else. So I went to social work school, couldn't stand it, quit. And 2 weeks later, I heard about life coaching randomly for the first time ever. I said, ooh, life coach, that sounds good. So I said yes to life coaching, and I heard about a school that does training here in New York called IPAC Coaching. That's a plug. And I said, yes. So, and I realized that with all of these careers, not only did I not have to give anything up, I saw very quickly that they did really support each other. So seeing that support, saying yes to everything, and also embracing all those, because it was really important when I became a coach. For me, it's like, okay, now how do I tell the entertainment world I'm now a coach? Are they going to think, are you giving up an agent? What is this? And I said, oh, no, it's a great add-on career. And, in fact, it helps me as an agent. It does. It helps me all over. And people go, okay, Jim's embracing it all, and they just went, you know, they went with it. So, again, my theme is saying yes to lots of things.
Wow, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I
That's
like
it.
That. Saying yes.
Say yes.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, and interestingly enough, it's sort of more than saying yes, it's like grabbing those opportunities. A lot of people think and overthink, and you sort of like those opportunities came and you grabbed onto them. So
yes, I did.
Even though, and it takes a leap of faith sometimes, even though you didn't know the outcome, you knew that directionally this is where you wanted to go. So,
well, one of the challenges is sort of like push, because in order to say yes, you had to say no to something else, or you had to push something aside, or you had to move a different direction.
Well, actually,
so
Jeff, I actually kept everything going. In other words, I didn't have to actually put anything aside. And part of what gave me the courage, if you will, to say yes to so many things is realizing, well, I've got all these foundations. I'm an agent. I'm a lawyer. I teach. I could just keep all that going. So for me, it was keeping all the careers going. I didn't have a desire to actually give any of them up. In fact, what I love is, you said earlier, the diversity of it. Every day, you know, I design my own day, and I don't know what's going to happen. And that gets me excited. So fortunately, I didn't have to make any choices. I just kept adding.
Yes, yes. That's great. That is wonderful. So we're going to talk a little bit about coaching, and I'm assuming at some point during your career, especially when you're an IPEC, you had to seek out a coach. So what did you get out of working with a coach for yourself on your career path as this developed?
You know what? I didn't specifically seek out a career coach or hire a career coach. I actually, whenever I needed any kind of support, I actually reached out to my IPEC folks, and I continue to do that. You know, so I kind of know whenever I need any support, who to call at IPEC, and because they're just that's who they are. They love supporting their alumni. I've actually reached out to IPEC quite a bit, and now with the Gay Coaches Collective that you and I created about, oh my God, 3-4 years ago, I get support there. So I never formally hired a business coach. I kind of cobbled it all together.
So the message is that you had support and you found the support you needed,
yes,
to, you know, move forward or figure things
right
out.
And
or
the
whatever
other thing
it was
that right, and the other thing that I had going for me, I had already been doing a lot of workshops before I actually became a coach. So it was natural for me to just integrate coaching into my workshops. So everything was already in the works. So I wasn't starting from scratch at all.
Right, right. So the message maybe to our listeners here is that sometimes we don't know what kind of cake we're going to make, but we have all the different ingredients.
Exactly, right.
You had some of the ingredients
right,
that you could parlay into other work you're doing.
Right, and
so
in terms
wonderful.
Of hiring a coach, right, in terms of hiring a coach, it's very personal. For me, I like the diversity of getting a lot of different perspectives or bringing a certain coach in for a certain situation rather than a business coach, which can work for a lot of people. If I wanted to start from scratch and let go of all my other careers, you better believe I would have hired a business coach.
So continuing on our theme, fun to fortune, so it is very clear that you have created your very unique business that is not very replicatable, nor would anyone want to unless it was, you know, their...
Right.
Like, you know, it's really specific to you, and it's your fun. I mean, it's clearly fun. You said you create your day. I can see you going from, you know, teaching at FIT to doing a workshop for something else, going to teach over a weekend IPEC class, and then coming back and meeting with a client and developing their new television show, and then reading a contract for, you know, someone's pilot. You know, like, what a day, right?
That's pretty much it, Jeff.
Oh, and then taking your private jet out to L.A. to meet studio executives.
Of course.
So what's been your fortune then? So what has become, what has came from all your efforts? What's the fruits of your labor? You have this very unique combination of hats that you wear, and what's the fortune for you? Whether it's fame or independence or wealth or relationships, or what is it for you?
Well, I mean, for me, you actually said it. I love the fact that I'm one of a kind. I've always liked that in terms of creating one of a kind. You know, I'm a gay dad. I've got a great ex-wife. It's like, well, how often does that happen? And how many agent, lawyer, coaches are there out there? So there's something about leading life, you know, in my own, on my own terms, in my own way, that to me is the, that's the greatest, well, that's one of the greatest joys. The other joy is making impact, certainly in the coaching world, you know, being with a client, and literally since I see most of my clients in person, is just seeing the shifts in energy and possibilities, you know, in front of my face is, you know, it's beyond a gift. And then in, as an agent, to creatively work with my clients, and yes, it's still a hoot, you know, driving in my convertible over to the NBC lot in Burbank, you know, that's still, is this real? Is it real? Am I doing this? So everything is very much a new and adventure and unpredictable, because I really get bored easily. And having all these careers going at the same time, you know, really cuts down the chances of me being bored. Giving back, personal joy, it's just, it's amazing. And I am incredibly grateful for all that I have.
Okay, can you, something happened. Can you say that last sentence again?
Oh, I'm grateful for I'm grateful for everything.
Okay.
Starting to, wonderful. That's a great story, and I think it's a great, it's so inspiring for people who, you know, grew up with that phrase in their head, you know, jack of all trades, master of none, and really think that you have to go deep into one thing, and I believe that there's always that common connection. So you have entertainment, and you love people, and then all these things that sort of, you know, are sort of gravitate around it or work within it. It's fantastic. Since you are a professional coach and you are a professional teacher of coaching, what advice or suggestion or what do you see as the greatest challenge that an entrepreneur who's just starting out or sort of maybe just, you know, would benefit from? You know, like what do they need to pull out of themselves, if you will, or to keep moving forward and get to a place where you are today?
I mean, to me, the biggest benefit of coaching, and also for me to be coached, is the collaborative nature of it. So you're not doing whatever you want to do on your own. Because as coaches, we love to brainstorm and we love to stretch the client and we just love to think big. And it's really hard to do that for most people on their own or with friends. It's just that coaching mentality of really celebrating your bigness. In fact, I went to a workshop last night, and the leader talked about your individual genius. And I love the word genius. And what she meant was pursuing your love, your passion, and being a genius at that, whether it's by yourself or with a team or whatever. So I coach people around being their genius. And that's just
great.
Like an unbelievable place to be of energy and possibilities and optimism and cheerleading. And that's, to me, the what coaching's all about.
Great. And I love there's a lot of people out there who have this notion that they should go it alone or do it alone.
I agree with you. It's so much more fun to collaborate.
Oh, totally. Yep.
And you get so much further faster because you get so many more ideas. So collaboration with not only a coach but mentors and friends and just
I call it, you know, put a team together.
Yeah.
Of all sorts, your lawyer, your accountant, it could, you know, it's a big team. Because not one person can provide you with everything, including your coach.
Yeah, and one of the
like, it takes is courage. I have a client who won't put out his work, and I won't say what kind of work it is, until it's ready. And he could be moving so much faster in his work if he would just put a team together. But, you know, he wants it to be, like, done. And the thing is, we're never done. It's always a work in progress.
Right.
As you could see in your life has been an evolution of multiple steps and saying yes, but putting yourself out there. So, you know, one of the themes is that you do put yourself out there and you are open to saying yes, you know, and possibilities and finding your genius. So for entrepreneurs, it's so important to be vulnerable, put yourself out there, take the courage, take the next step, and say yes, not knowing exactly where that yes will lead you. So
all of that, Jeff, and also sharing and revealing. You know, to be effective in collaboration or networking, you have to share what you're all about. And say, yeah, I'm working on this project, and you got to pick and choose who you want to share. But once you want to share, talk about your projects. Talk. I mean, I'm not saying confidential information. Yet at the same time, you got to give people enough to really get what you're all about. Show it to them. I've heard writers who, oh, I'm working on the screenplay. I'm on my fifth draft. I'm on my sixth draft. And it's never out there. I'm saying, well, send me 10 pages, and I'll give you feedback. Engage me.
Yeah. Excellent. So, callers, give us a ring. Maybe you have some questions or comments for Jim or myself. Our phone number is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. You can also tweet at us at, I don't remember, our tweet handle, Coach Host Radio. There we go. And remember to like us on Facebook. So, Jim, I don't want to hold you up anymore. Maybe I'll hang on for another minute in case we get a caller.
Of course.
And want to thank you for sharing and inspiring and informing and educating our
always
listeners
a joy
today about multipreneurism and what was that? Finding your genius, shining
finding
your genius.
Finding your genius, unleashing your genius.
Finding unleashing your genie genius.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, Jim, well, don't unleash too much as I mute you here.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Okay, callers, so if you have any questions, again, that number is 646-716-9397. We would love to hear from you. And thank you for joining today's show. This will be archived at blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. You can find it under Fun to Fortune, Entrepreneur Startup Success with Jeff Volinsky. I'm your host, Jeff Volinsky. Thank you. We'll see you again in 2 more weeks. Every other Tuesday at noon. You can also find me at www.jeffvolinsky.com. That's J-E-F-F, V as in victory, I-L-E-N-S-K-Y.com. Or my company name, javelin.com. That's J-A-V-I-L-E-N.com. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow at 7 p.m. with Get a Job with Kathleen Brady. That's 7:30 p.m. Wednesday. Also Thursday at 9, find about creating opportunity in the face of adversity. And finally, Friday is Free Coaching Friday at 12 p.m., which is about making changes in your life, and you can't get off the merry-go-round of life. So thank you for joining us today at Life Coach Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I'm your host, Jeff Volinsky. See you again on the next Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Startup Success. And have a great day.